The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We're here to deliver a warning, discuss the topic once again, as it is the beginning of the Carnival season 2025. And in studio I have with me Assistant Superintendent of, Acting Superintendent of Police, Alwi Russell. Good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. On behalf of the Commissioner of Police, the entire executive of Trinidad and Tobago Police Service, the 1st and 2nd Division, I want to say good morning again, and it's a pleasure for me to be here this morning to discuss some of the do's and don'ts of this Carnival season.
And more specifically, drinking and driving. It is a pet peeve of both citizens and the police alike, especially around this time of year where, you know, some are not quite sure what their limit looks like. So from your experience, is ASP Power, sorry, Russell, how is it, has it been over the years in terms of regulating drivers and that, you know, perennial problem? How does that go for you?
Well, over the years, you know, we have seen somewhat of a small, let's say, decrease. Persons are making an effort to be responsible. But what we want to encourage the public is to not take the risk of knowing your limit. But if you are the designated driver, please refrain from consuming any amounts of alcohol. You know, sometimes we think we go out and the designated driver is that individual that drank the least. You know, and we want to discourage those things. The Trinidad and Tobago Police Service is here to keep you safe and others around you. So we will be out there. There will be an increased road presence on your way to the fed, on your way from the fed, and inside the fed to make sure that persons operate and abide within the ambits of the law.
Now, in that effort to keep people safe, would it be welcome to suggest that the officers do offer a space for those who may think that they're intoxicated to get themselves tested? Do you all still do that? I know that some feds have offered that. Is that going to be a continuing thing for this year?
Oh, yes, most definitely. What I know that we would have ordered or procured a large number of apparatus to test persons. You know, we call it voluntary alcohol testing, you know, so that you yourself would know your limit. You know, many persons think, you know, because Trinidad and Tobago have somewhat of a drinking culture, especially as it pertains to seasons, Christmas to Carnival. When you look at the road traffic situation, the road traffic accidents around this particular period that I'm referring to here, you can definitely see that we always experience somewhat of a spike with respect to road traffic accident. Now, there are those who would have families here. There are those who would be involved in putting on events. There might be DJs. There would be service providers. There would be security. And they are all tasked to perform multiple events, maybe over the course of a day or over the course of a 24-hour period or 48-hour period. When you marry that, so that would bring a certain level of tiredness on the body. When you marry that with the consumption of alcohol, so you're already tired, so your reflexes, your responses to things are already slow because the body is actually fatigued. And now you marry that with alcohol, you can see the disaster that's
waiting to happen.
And, you know, some persons may say, well, I could handle it, but could you really? How many persons really know when I hit that limit? What if, and you know, we need to be, and one of the things I always try to encourage in Trinidad and Tobago is this love and this unity and each one being their brother's keeper. Because you may be coming from church and somebody might be coming from a breakfast party intoxicated.
And end up in the wrong type of meeting.
What happens next? Mm-hmm. You know, so we all have loved ones. Everybody have at least one or two persons at home, or somebody, some family member, friend that loves them, that are awaiting their arrival at home. So we have to be cognizant that there are other road users. We need to manage ourselves and not throw caution to the wind just because it's the festive season.
Because, I mean, in the thinking of the season, this is the time to let loose and relax and, you know, well, they take a little drink now. Gosh, you don't have to be so uptight. You know, what kind of advice would you give to especially the younger ones who are now experiencing the season for the first time? Because this would be like their virgin carnival.
What I want to tell the younger ones is to be mindful. Be careful, be vigilant, and utilize wisdom. And I am saying, if this is your first carnival fete, you are a somewhat of a carnival newbie. Your body is not accustomed to the levels of intake of alcohol. Fetes are, for instance, school of fetes are between $400 to $500. All inclusive, as we see now, is now starting at $1,300. You cannot drink $1,300 worth of
repeat
alcohol.
That for them though. You cannot.
You cannot drink $1,300 worth of alcohol.
Some of them do try though.
And that is where the problem takes place. And especially when you look at young females. When you get intoxicated to that level, somebody don't even have to slip something into your drink. You are at the whims and fancies. I attended an event earlier in the season, and I saw a lady that was so intoxicated that she threw up all over her clothes. So she is sitting in an event in her pants and topless with her bra on because she would have threw up all over.
Do you think, okay, not beyond that, you see the end result of it. How important is it to know who you're going out with? Because, as they say, birds of a feather flock together. And if it is that you're going out and you're not even sure of the individuals who you're going with, you know, what advice would you have for people in that regard as well?
First thing I would say, I understand the birds of a feather flock together. But this is not always necessarily truthful. What I want to do is encourage the parents, that parent, guardian, aunt, uncle, who is more responsible, that when your loved ones, especially the youth, are going out for the first time or the second time, feel free to have a conversation with them and, if possible, chaperone. Now, I know it will have those who are my friends. Remember, my friend's going out, mommy or daddy, you want to come? You know.
You see, but as a parent too, I've had this discussion with my daughter as well. And I say, you know what? And my nieces, because I have teenage nieces as well. And I say, it's not that I want to spy on y'all, you know. It's just that for y'all to be comfortable to know, well, okay, there, if everything else fails, there's someone there that you can turn to. And, you know, I told them, I say, you know what? I'm still going to let y'all go out, but wouldn't let you know that I'll be there, you know. I've always had that in my mind that I would just appear to keep an eye. And I think the knowledge of having someone you could rely on or call in the case of emergency helps as well.
Definitely.
You know?
And, you know, and as we on that standpoint, I want to tell people, you know you're going out, make sure you have credit on your phone. Make sure your phone is charged
all the way up.
So that in the case of an emergency of which you speak about, you can reach out to someone. And I mean, we have to be parents. We have to have conversation with the young one. You know, they say train a child in the way and the child should not depart. So it's not about you going everywhere with them, but you want to bring them to a level where you can trust them, where you know that in your absence, because you would not be able to go everywhere with them, but you want to know in your absence that they are responsible enough to do what is required to not only bring shame on the family, but on themselves. And I will tell you something, what I want to caution the young people about is, we live in a social media age. You don't want to be applying for a job and then in their background, there's a YouTube, there's a video with you drunk and falling down all over the place. You don't know how that may hamper your ability or your chances to acquire that employment that you're looking for, because now people take these branding, these organizations, people look at what you do. Somebody is always looking. You don't want to have how to put it, a 2-3 minute bad decision or a 1 night bad decision haunt you for the rest of your life or for an extended period of your life. There is indeed life after Carnival.
Life after any kind of event, you know, not only Carnival, but, you know, that involves alcohol or any kind of substance that alters your reality. Now, in speaking to the symptoms, because they're saying that if it is that you're a first time person going out of fets and that kind of thing, you would not realize what are the effects of that on your body. Can you give some idea as to what those symptoms look like or feel like? So that it, those, well, this sounds familiar. Yeah, I was feeling that. Yeah, and, so you, and be able to make appropriate decisions after.
So you may start to feel lightheaded. You may start to feel as if you're losing your balance. You may feel a bit drifty. You may experience some dizziness. You may experience some upset stomach. Because sometimes, and you know, we have so many, how to put it, YouTube and social media medical practitioners that know, all right, so give them, let's spray them down with ginger ale and let's give them a club soda. Let's get them something to eat. And on top of that, upset stomach caused by alcohol, you add a doubles.
That does not sound appealing at all. And you know, then it comes up after.
And then it comes up after. So you must know. Like, for instance, I attend a lot of events. A lot. But I don't drink. I am the person that drinks all the chaser.
For also, more, people, those who get upset with you.
For more reasons than one. And, you know, you really have to be strong, because I associate with persons from all over and all different ilks of society and, you know, upper level, mid level, whatever. And persons, you have to take something. You have to be strong enough to withstand that urge. Because I am not a drinker. One beer could, you know, make my head start to feel lightheaded. So you have to know your limit. I mean, there are other reasons why I choose not to drink. I always believe in being alert, being aware, being cognizant of your surroundings. Because when you have to look at the times that you're living. Let's say you park your vehicle. You go. Have a great time, you drink, and you're over the 35 micrograms limit as prescribed by the law. But when you reach back to your vehicle has been broken into. Here is your dilemma. Do I take it or do I go and report it? But you now realize, oh, but I was drinking. What if they give me a breathalyzer test? There's so much of other options we could use if you know you're going out to drink. And even if you know you're going out to drink, we ask you to drink responsibly. But there is other agencies that provide a taxi service. There are several persons who have taxis and seven-seaters and maxis. You can carpool with your friends and your families and have that designated driver. And in so doing, that designated driver must understand that he is there for the sole purpose of driving. Even if he is invited, because this is what happened. Well, come now, we ain't gonna leave you outside. You know, he himself has to be mindful that he or she was indeed hired for the sole purpose of getting these patrons to and from their destination safely. So he himself should exhibit a certain level of control.
Well, what you're going into is the discussion about peer pressure and how strong you are to withstand that peer pressure. And as you said, knowing yourself.
Definitely knowing yourself is important. I like I said, I go out a lot. I see so many things, and especially, let me create another scenario. You know, we have this thing, everybody want to reach the party when the party prime. Nobody want to go when it start. But by the time you reach the party by the prime, all the good parking spots are gone. So you park your vehicle anywhere. Dark alley around the corner, anywhere you park your vehicle. And then you come out and you have on your nice little jewelry because it may be a all-inclusive event. And bandits see you walking. Not only they're seeing you in the dark, but you're intoxicated.
So you're making yourself an easy target.
Very much so. So much so that even if we apprehend someone, you may not have the recollection of memory to say that is the individual. See how serious it gets?
So you're the thing is, it's not to put a whole damper on wanting to enjoy yourself and the whole, you're making a carnival feel heavy. It's the atmosphere that we're in right now. So you have to, you know, be aware of these dangers that are out there and what are the precautions to take with that. On another note too, if it is that you have to make a report, what would be the standard or what would be the things you need to take note of when coming to the police to make a report?
Well, when you're coming to the police to make a report, what we want to encourage is that things that you be honest, you be truthful, you be open. Things that you think may not be necessary would be necessary to us. Leave out no detail. As much, you might be able to recognize a mole on the left side of the individual's face. You have no idea how important that may be. That may also trigger other memory factors. Should we arrest someone that fits the description, and you might see the person in the ID parade, and in addition to that mole, you might see another distinguishing mark that would make you remember that perpetrator or that suspect. But when you're under alcohol, it interferes with all those brain functions that would cause you to remember certain things, that would cause you to be that aware, you know. And we want to, and as I'm here, let me just say, regardless to where you are, I want to further encourage and tell the public that you can go to any station to make a report. No police station has the authority to turn you back. The TTPS maintains a one-door policy. So let's say you're in Sinclair District and something happened, and you go to the St. James Police Station to report it. St. James Police Station have to take your report and then transmit it to St. Clair. Trinidad and Tobago, please do not allow any officer to turn you back. We have a one-door policy. If they do so, take their names, take their regimental number, and there are certain apparatus, the Police Complaints Division, PCA, etc., where you can make a complaint. But at the same time, we ask for your cooperation. We ask for your vigilance. We ask for your patience. Because I will tell you this. Sometimes, another thing, alcohol and speeding.
Is it, well, from the things that I've heard, when you're intoxicated, you're not quite aware of how fast or even how slow you are going. Because I saw on social media, which was a kind of an alternative to the speeding, where a man was driving so slow on the main road, he was drifting, obviously.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if you've seen that, he is in the vicinity of Tunapuna.
No,
and
I didn't see
the
it.
One of the driver behind him was pleading with him, pull over. If it is that you're not intoxicated and you're tired, pull over and sleep it off and then continue driving.
Yeah.
So it is understood that you're not quite aware of how fast or slow you're going when intoxicated.
Definitely. And what we would want to encourage the members of the public to do in situations where you observe these things, feel free to call 999. Let us intercept the vehicle before that person's injured themselves
or anyone else.
Someone else. That person may cross the median. And somebody who's on their way to a non-carnival-related event, going about their business with their family, you may cause an accident. Who knows what the outcome of that would be? In addition to which, for persons who think they might be tired, yes, everybody's concerned about their safety, but you could pull into the compound of the nearest police station. Boss, good night. I am so. Really trying to reach him, but I'm feeling a little sleepy. Is it okay?
Oh, so you can.
We are here to facilitate. We are here because we prefer you come to the station, you park your car, you take a nap inside the car, then we have to go out and investigate an accident.
Mm-hmm.
More so a serious or fatal accident. You can bring back somebody's life.
Yeah.
So all we are asking is for you to exercise that level of responsibility, that level of you know, care, not only for yourself but for others, because we share the roadway, we share the events, we share the spaces in the events. You know, Carnival is a multi-million dollar industry. There is great movement, there's a buzz, there's an activity, there's a hype that surrounds Carnival each and every year. May it be short season or long season, and so much so where we have such wonderful music this year. Persons are rarely, rarely going on. I think I would have attended about probably 7 or 8 events for the season. And these events are doing pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. What are the levels you've observed of persons being intoxicated? Is it as bad as a previous years, or let's say they calm down?
I would want to say it depends on it's event specific. So you tend to find events with more mature persons, you see less of it.
Mm-hmm.
But events that has a particular age group, let's say that 18 to 25, 18 to 30 age group, you would see it. I mean, I'm above 30, but you would see it a lot more in circumstances like those, that those particular types of events. Most of the adults, I think, are making a greater effort to exercise that level of responsibility and really manage themselves and their alcohol intake.
Or probably been there, done that, and reached another stage of life.
Well, again, there are some feds that are over 300 US. And we have the ability, I want to get my money's worth.
Right.
How much could you eat?
And how much can you drink?
So when you think you ain't get your value by how much you eat, then what are you trying to do? Get your value by how much you drink. You had to understand that price you pay covers the ambience. It covers your artists, it covers your snacks, it covers your drinks, it covers your police, your fire, your security.
So, all licenses.
And your licenses. So it's not, I'm going to drink it out. Can't pay for that. You pay for a lot of other things. You know, so we need to change that mindset. We need to really look and redirect our thoughts elsewhere and think more of self-preservation and that of our loved ones and the people that they were. You see, if we be our brother's keeper, then we will have less of these problems, you know. Because you are in a cooler fed. You know the person that you came with is not accustomed to drinking, but you see them drinking and you're not telling them anything.
No, well, and then there's some that is tell them something, and then, what are you telling me anything for? I'm a big person, you know?
So then now...
So how do we, you know, balance that? How do we help those?
And that is good. That is where your responsibility and your friendship really would be tested.
Because
as a friend, I'm supposed to want the best for you. So I'm supposed to know your mother, your auntie, your brother, somebody, number to say, hey, this person is overdoing it. I am speaking to them and they
not
don't
listening.
Want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Take the bottle of alcohol from them. Maybe you might need to cut your party short and say, let me go home. See? You know, I mean, it puts you in a level of inconvenience because you would have also paid the money and want to enjoy your event. But if these are the circumstances that exist, better you run a man live to fight another day.
Yeah.
There'll be more parties.
Yeah, and I guess better friends. Any last tips that you want to leave with us, Mr. Russell, in terms of for the rest of the season? Because as we know, it is a long season.
Yeah, definitely.
You're already like, oh gosh, it is a long season.
It is what it is.
So any last tips?
Well, as we say last tips, we want you to really bear with the members of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service and the Ministry of National Security, all the security agencies and apparatus out there. We are out there for your safety. We are out there to make sure that you have a great time and that you get to and from your destination safely. You know, we see persons, I don't know, everybody's wearing their jewelry now. Something that we always try to discourage, because sometimes you may go to an event and I'm going in a crowd, so I save, but then your friend venture into the crowd.
I think some of them have decided that they will use the fake jewelry.
Some of them may have decided that, yeah. But, you know, we still want, what if it's fake, you know, but yeah, somebody decides, make them a small stab and snatch it and go. Then you would have gotten
that's still for inviting.
Yeah, it's still inviting. Mm-hmm. So we want to discourage that. Or we want to tell people when you secure your houses properly. Mm. You know, we all live for, many of us live for social media. So we have the whole, we'll be outside tonight. I'll go in this fret or I'll go in that fret. And, you know, put it up on social media. Just as with our Facebook marketplace where all kind of things happen. You don't know who's looking at you to say, all right, they're gone for the night, or there's a breakfast party, they're not there. If you have dogs, let go your dogs. Leave a light on. Ask a neighbor to throw an eye. Secure your houses properly. You don't want to come back home to a break-in. Because while you out there fretting, there are persons who are trying to see, to make a living by way of illegal means. When parking your vehicles, remember where you park your vehicles. Sometimes you come out of an event and because you had a few, you can't remember where you park. You venture down the wrong street in a dark area, something happens, then what? When parking the vehicle, park the vehicle in a lighted area. If the promoters, I want to encourage you, if you could provide some kind of paid parking facility.
Just, yeah, I was just about to say this.
With a cover charge at $20 or $50 or, you know, I would advise you to do that so that persons, it makes your fret safer. It makes you look more considerate. It creates less work for the police. So you might save yourself a traffic strength. You might save yourself a CID strength. So you had to look at the cost benefits and factors associated with these things and know that your patrons are your first love. They are the ones paying the money, because you could have the suppliers and the artists and the entertainers, the DJ, the sound system, the lights man, and at the end of the day, the patrons don't come. You also have a great part to play for the responsibility of your patrons. To the women, please do not accept any drinks from strangers. Be mindful of how you dress. Remember, sometimes you would leave your house scantily dressed in the night, but the breakfast party would have finished in the morning.
Yes, so you try and remember.
So you appropriate now in the daylight, wearing very little.
Not only that, remember to be in groups as well. Never go to the bathroom by yourself. If the whole entourage have to go, the whole entourage is to go. You know, that is something that I've learned and I passed on to my nieces and my daughter as well. Never leave each other. Go together. You went together, come back.
Definitely.
Together.
Don't leave your coolers unattended. Don't accept drinks from strangers. Be mindful who you dance with. Sometimes people may dance with you for all different reasons. Somebody might be dancing with you and trying to put their hands in your pocket. You know, just know your surroundings. This is not a time to throw caution to the wind. Be your brother's keeper. Love yourself. Love each other. Exercise the patience. Leave on time to avoid the traffic. Leave before time.
To avoid the traffic.
As well. But that's something I always exercise. I come late. I leave early. You know, so we have to know the enjoyment that we like. We have to know what we want for ourselves. I know people are spending their money, so they want their money's worth. But is your life really worth for $5,000, $6,000, $13,000, $2,000?
Just for a small period of time. And then always remember there's life after, as you said.
Life after Carnival. So don't do anything today that would haunt you for the rest of your life.
Acting Superintendent, thank you so much for coming. And, well, thank you for the information as well and putting a perspective on being safe for Carnival 2025. So we hope to see you again inside Freedom 106.5 FM for the other seasons as well.
Well, I am here to disseminate the information to the public, and whatever I can do on my part to ensure that you are more responsible, it creates less work for me. So once you need me to be here, I will make my best effort to be here. It's a pleasure being here. the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service, the commissioner, the executive, the rank and file, first and second division, want to tell you thank you for your continued support. We want to encourage more support, and we want you to know that this carnival, we love you, we are there for you, we have your back, and we care for you. Continue to pray for us.
Thank you so much for that. And TNT, you heard right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's enjoy the carnival in a good way. All right?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.